Welcome to the Cavern, another hour of Everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and it doesn't get any greater than the Beatles. At least that's the opinion of myself, and I think probably a couple of million people. Tonight we're going to feature the songs of George Harrison. We're going to play pretty much all of the songs that George wrote and recorded with the Beatles, except for maybe three or four, because we don't have time for that, for all of them. But we are not going to get to post-Beatles stuff, you know, like the All Things Must Pass and all those great albums that he made. That's left for another day, because we just don't have time. So what we're going to do is start with the first song that we heard from George, which is on the album that we know as Meet the Beatles. It was actually with the Beatles, their second album released in the UK, but it came to us on the Capitol label as their first album, Meet the Beatles. And the song is Don't Bother Me. Wasn't a big hit, but then they all can't be hits anyway. So, but it was a really, really good song, and he was probably about 20 years old when he wrote it. Certainly no older than that. So let's carry on with Don't Bother Me.
Just what you mean to me. I need you. But when you told me you don't want my loving anymore, that's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. I need you. I need you.
Think for Yourself, and George Harrison's song from the Rubber Soul album. We started that set off with Don't Bother Me, the first George Harrison song we ever heard from Meet the Beatles, or actually With the Beatles, was the UK release, Meet the Beatles in the United States. And we followed that up with the next time we heard George, which was a few albums later, the Help album, we heard I Need You, a really beautiful song. And again, we finished that up with Think for Yourself, which is kind of a... you know, a little bit different lyrically. Basically, he's not just saying I love you or you know, something like that. It's Think for Yourself, basically. And it had that fuzz bass thing that Paul supplied to the song. So it was very interesting in that respect. This is WNTI 91.9 Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're going to carry on with more George Harrison songs. But we wanted to mention that we do have a trivia question for you this week. And if you want to call in, the number is 908-852-4545. Just please be cognizant of the fact that I'm kind of here by myself, so can't answer more than one call at a time, and I can't really talk on the phone while I'm talking on the radio, so, you know, kind of have to be brief about it. So we do welcome your calls, but we do have to be kind of brief, so if you keep that in mind. And the trivia question is, since we're talking about George Harrison's songwriting, the song Savoy Truffle, what was the inspiration for that song? What was the inspiration for Savoy Truffle? If you know the answer, 908-852-4545. Now we're going to carry on with If I Needed Someone. Within You, Without You from Sgt. Pepper, first song on the B-side of that vinyl album. And that was, of course, by George Harrison. Very heavy use of the sitar, the tabla, and all sorts of Indian instruments, one of which George was playing. And we started that set off with If I Needed Someone from Rubber Soul and carried on with Love You Too from Revolver. That, of course, also featured the sitar, which was becoming a favorite instrument of George's. So after the break, we're going to carry on with more songs written by George Harrison and recorded by the Beatles.
Hi, Carol Bernotis here. Join me every Sunday evening from 6 till 8 for 6 Degrees with Carol. I'll be playing the greats like Linda Ronstadt, Warren Zevon, Carol King, Jackson Browne, James Taylor, Bonnie Raitt, the Eagles, and many more artists who have roots in the Southern California folk, pop, and rock scene. That's 6 Degrees with Carol every Sunday evening from 6 till 8 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Newton Health and Wellness. Located in downtown Newton, New Jersey, Dr. Kevin Shaw of Newton Health and Wellness offers chiropractic care, massage therapy, acupuncture, sauna, spa, personal fitness training, and physical rehabilitation. More information available online at newtonhealthandwellness.com or by phone 973-300-1850.
Do you have a clunker or junker in the driveway? Don't want to deal with the hassle of classified ads on selling that old car? You can donate it to WNTI quickly and easily and get that nifty tax write-off. Call 1-866-628-CARS and it'll be picked up, the title will be transferred, and the proceeds of the whole sale of your vehicle will help the great music stay on WNTI. Boats and motorcycles are also accepted. Call 1-866-628-CARS or visit WNTI.org.
My friends have lost the way.
play? What words I say? Your time of day it is, as it's only a long sigh.
.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
Surely be learning.
shirt. And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shirts? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play around with. In the skies with all the backing, they don't care what goes on around. In life there's something lacking, what they need's a damn good whacking.
Forks and knives to eat the bacon.
One more time.
And we started that set off with Blue Jay Way from Magical Mystery Tour, George Harrison's contribution to that set, to that album. And then we carried on with Only a Northern Song, one of two songs that George contributed to Yellow Submarine. And then we heard While My Guitar Gently Weeps from the White Album. And the lead guitarist on that figures into the answer to the trivia question, which we already have an answer to, so you can stop calling. But we'll talk about that a little bit after the break. And after While My Guitar Gently Weeps, we heard Long, 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 also from the White Album. And then we heard Piggies from the White Album. So again, after the break, we'll hear the answer to the trivia question and we'll hear the song Savoy Truffle. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
Hi, I'm Mike Waterston, host of the Dog Bite Show, heard every Saturday here from noon to 3. Where we play funk, punk, jazz, rock, you name it, we play it. So join me. Saturdays again, noon to 3.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Here at 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey, supports WNTI. The Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly.
Coming to the Stanhope House on Sunday, March 11th at 7 p.m., draw the line.
Information available at stanhopehousenj.com or by phone 973-347-7777.
The Blues roll into Hackettstown March 9th to the 10th as the Centenary Stage Company and Joe Hirsch Productions present the third annual Centenary Blues Fest. The festivities kick off on the evening of March 9th with headliner Rob Paparosi, formerly of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and his band, the Hudson River Rats, along with local favorites, the Quimby Mountain Band and the Voodoos. The excitement continues on March 10th, featuring the legendary Roomful of Blues, along with Johnny Charles and Nasty Ned, Rhett Tyler, and Early Warning. And the night concludes with a special post-show party featuring Brooke Shive and the 45s in downtown Hackettstown. Tickets for the Centenary Blues Fest are available by calling the box office at 908-979-0900 or online at centenarystageco.org. That's centenarystageco.org. So don't miss the third annual Centenary Blues Fest, March 9th and 10th at the David and Carol Lackland Center in Hackettstown, New Jersey.
You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. Now, the answer to the trivia question, which had to do with a song we're about to play, Savoy Truffle, what was the inspiration for that? Four callers got the answer right, and or pretty much right. The inspiration for it was Eric Clapton had a major sugar addiction. He loved chocolate, and he had dental problems as a result. And he actually was at the dentist one day, and then he and George were hanging around afterwards. And George had a box of chocolates from a company called Macintosh, called Macintosh's Good News Chocolates. And they had names like Savoy Truffle, Montelimon, all kinds of stuff like that. And he just basically used all the different names of the different chocolates. There were a couple that he kind of added in, like I think coconut cream was not in there. I forget. But that's pretty much it. And that's where the line, you'll have to have them all pulled out after the Savoy Truffle, referring to Eric Clapton's teeth. So now let's listen to the song. Savoy Truffle from the White Album by George Harrison in honor of Eric Clapton's teeth, named after the chocolates in a box of chocolates. And there were four listeners that called in with the correct answer. Joe from Stillwater, Alex from Belvedere, Chris from Sparta, and Edward from Columbia. A few other that got really close, they said chocolate, but we needed to know that it was a box of chocolates and that it was after Eric Clapton. Old Brown Shoe.
Tell
started that set off with Old Brown Shoe, which was the B-side of a Beatles single, and we know it from the Past Masters Volume 2 album. Great guitar solo, and I love that one. And speaking of great guitar solos, I think perhaps one of the greatest ever, in my opinion anyway, Something from Abbey Road, which Frank Sinatra referred to as the greatest love song ever written, and he also incorrectly referred to it up until a certain period of time as his favorite Lennon and McCartney song, but that was eventually straightened out. We're going to carry on now with another track from Abbey Road, Here Comes the Sun.
Mind.
Well, another hour is over. It's hard to believe how fast that happens. This has been The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. We started that set off with Here Comes the Sun from Abbey Road, and then we finished with I, Me, Mine, which is this a little bit of an interesting history on how that song was made. Maybe we'll explore that sometime in future weeks. But I think next week, what we'll probably do is do some signature Ringo drums. Not drum solos, but signature Ringo things. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to WNTI 91.9, where great music lives.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.